Welcome to the Power Fishing Special Edition, WrestleMania Edition, Homies Edition, Gangs Edition. We're going to do a lot of things here today. Benny has not watched wrestling in a while, so we watched, we watched the Royal Rumble together. That was lit. Yeah. It was nice. So he's here for learning, and he's going to watch wrestling soon. So we'll get started. But I have special guests today. Introduce yourself. V-Slayer first.
All right. Well, thanks for inviting me. Again, it's always fun chatting with you guys. So I'm V-Slayer. I used to make YouTube videos, but now I am taking a little hiatus, I guess. But, you know, I had to come on here to talk about wrestling because he asked me, so I, you know, had to.
I appreciate you. Don't blink twice if you need help. Don't blink twice. And we got a special guest, the homie G. Introduce yourself.
I'm Kenny Bomb. I make YouTube videos. Y'all can find me at Kenny Bomb. Wrestling YouTube stuff or Kiss the Ring. Yeah, I got a wrestling channel too, so we're doing it.
And my beautiful co-host, Benny, introduce yourself.
I'm the elegant Benny J. Blanco. Yes.
and I'm Sailor Gaines. You know the thing. Like, subscribe, hit that, all that good stuff. We're talking WrestleMania. Let's go. All right, so are you guys excited? Are you guys excited for WrestleMania this year?
Yes and no. I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's bad when it's obvious, but I think it's obvious that people who are going to retain and or not. But I mean, if we get good matches, then
okay,
it's all good.
Okay. What about you, Kenny? What about you?
Yeah, I'm a big story guy, so I think they've been telling some pretty good stories this year. So I'm more excited than I have been for previous WrestleManias, actually. So I'm ready.
Nice. All right, this is the card. I think we have to have an update card. Go to the card, talk about some matches. Benny, are you excited for WrestleMania? I know it's in Philly.
Well, it's for you guys to have fun with it.
It's right there. It's like 20 minutes from us, I guess. So it's
going to be
I'm going to do wrestling stuff around there, but if I get super tickets, like low, I probably wouldn't go. But I don't know. I'm going to I do like watching my friends and family.
Yeah, bro, that's just him, bro. You know,
but he's okay, just... Low key, my mother and my sister don't know that it's predetermined. They still don't know how it works, and it's very interesting to see how it's so different when they don't know how it works. But it's fine.
Yeah,
it's okay. That's what I love about it. I love about it so much. The reaction to things is crazy. Okay, so I got WWE's Women's Championship match: Io Sky versus Bayley. How are you feeling? I want Io Sky to win, but Bayley probably has to win this. How are you feeling?
I'm gonna say I don't think they gave this match enough love. I feel like they gotta put this on the back burner where, you know, Bayley, she deserved this spot because she's been grinding for so long. She's been so good for so long. So I wish they put this in a bigger spot, but I'm going with Bayley. I think she deserves it, man. So I'm hoping she walks out with it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because, like, I understand The Rock coming back and, like, it's a big thing. They have a really good story, but, like, did they really have the main event, like, two nights, dude? It's so annoying.
Yeah, you got the same guys kind of main event in both shows, so.
Yeah.
I understand the star power and everything, but, I mean, you need to build up some new people, too.
Oh, definitely. So, let me ask this from a outsider. So, with these storylines, have they been building up throughout, like, other matches until it comes up to WrestleMania? It's like, is WrestleMania like the ending of like stories? Is it or no?
Yeah, it's kind of like the ending of the season. Like, you got it kind of starts in January and then you got the road to WrestleMania comes to a head and they kind of start over that next Monday on Raw.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, some stories do last longer from like generations of their families that go on, which are like, they're like, it's hard to get those kind of stories, but like Bayley has one, EO has one. They all have like damn control, all come together, and he's like, certain mid parts change, characters change. It's just crazy because I'm going from the beginning to the end and stuff like that. It's crazy.
Because some storylines, like with Damage Control, like you said, it's been going on for a long freaking time. Like, I think, like, when did she create Damage Control in SummerSlam? 21 or 22?
Yeah,
22. Yeah, so it's been building up to this. So they became friends. They start falling each other off, and Bayley was getting a little, like, okay, in the group. And then Asuka joined, and Kairi Sane joined, and, like, they all joined. Cause they're, like, together. Like, that group is crazy. WWE's been like signing like wild people. But AEW too. That's a whole other thing. We're gonna, but like, yeah, like wrestling is crazy right now. It's ridiculous.
Crazy. Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah, been a long time. But yeah, I think you'll probably enjoy it, Manny. You would probably enjoy it. It's very, very story driven. A lot of people like Max Lane. There's a ton of great wild people that written book at the people don't know about that. But yeah. But I want EO to win. I'm biased. I think EO is amazing. But also, I want more. I want a whole women's show. WWE has too much women's talent. I think it's too much potential on the roster. They need to like do something. They have so much. Like, I want a mid-card title. Maybe do something else with like. There's just so many people on that show. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know how they find the time. How they find the time? Because I heard Becky talk about like how she was like, I think there should be like no like titles involved with women's story. I said, okay, cool. That'd be cool to have like more storylines.
Yeah, so I agree with
that.
Sure.
I agree with that. Next is Sis says Seth Rollins and versus Drew McIntyre. What do y'all want for this one?
Drew.
Everybody who's Drew.
Yeah.
I want Drew too, man. My man's wild right now.
Been so long.
Yeah,
like, having to watch defeat after defeat, even though the matches were so good, it was so like I get it. Seth is really good and he's awesome, but at one point I'm just like, oh my gosh, just give it to him.
Yeah, and with Drew, I mean, he had his big moment during the pandemic when nobody was in the arena. So I mean, him actually being able to build himself back up to this level at this WrestleMania, I think he deserves that shot in front of the audience. You know, to get the title,
get the finally get the love. His promos have been great. He has been great all around. I just wanted him to get. I don't get Seth, man, but dang, Seth's gotta take it. His body is probably like broken and stuff like that because he wrestles all the time. He puts on matches all the time. I'm like, bro, I know his back is hurting. Something hurting on him. He hurting.
Yeah,
but he take a break a little bit, maybe. But it's like he works a lot. I mean, I don't know, boy. Woo! But he has to get time. But Drew's really. I want Drew to have it. We all want Drew. Want Drew to have it. Benny, who do you want to win, Benny? Who do you want? Benny? I'm just going to.
Whatever's good for the audience, I guess.
sometimes you gotta go with your gut, Benny. Okay, you gotta go with your gut sometimes, Benny. Okay,
whatever makes the audience piss.
Oh, you that guy. You that guy. Yeah, okay, you man.
That would be Seth then.
Oh, man.
But it would be nice to see like Drew getting his big pop at WrestleMania with all the fireworks and stuff.
Yeah,
it'd be awesome. That, I'll probably
say, please. Please get it, man. All right, next is the WWE's Women's Championship match, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. I love Becky diehard. She came out with NXT with the fucking Irish dance. I said, all right, man. Lord. This is my game. All right, I'm with it. But Rhea Ripley is too good, man. Oh, she's too good. I don't know. I want Becky one, but I understand that she does not. She does not need it, but it's fine. But
Rhea's been cooking. Guys? I'm going Rhea.
Yeah.
She's hot right now.
Yeah.
Rhea,
there's just no way she's losing it because there's also setting up a feud after WrestleMania with Liv, so like I don't see them to battle off of
her. Becky could win from Super Bad that she has a book coming out, so that'd be great promotion.
Yeah, but she said she didn't sign a new contract. Her contract comes up in like 2 months, so I don't know what she
has. Oh,
Seth's up too.
Oh,
so she needs to put some pen to paper if she's gonna win.
Okay, that's interesting. I don't think she's gonna eat them.
No, I don't know if she's going to AEW or not, but she's like she told Ariel Helwani in that last interview that she has like 2 months left and she hasn't signed. So,
what's up with them not signing like
WWE? That's what she said. But
what's up with them signing, not like signing people like Seth and then Drew? Or what's up with that? That's weird. That's very weird.
Huh. I guess it's negotiations, but I feel like maybe with Becky that she might take some time off with her daughter or something like that. I don't know. That's the kind of the rumor going around, I guess.
Okay, I can see that. Okay,
would make sense.
Nice. All right, we all different. It's fine. All right, the world Intercontinental match, championship match, Gunther versus Sami Zayn. I want to be Chad Gable so bad, but it's fine.
I don't know about that one, Ryan.
It's fine. I would. Everybody's like, just give Gunther a win. Let him fight. I want him to fight. No, I want
make
him to
it
fight.
A, make it fine. A fatal four way with Bronson Reed and Chad. That would be cool.
I thought that's what we were doing, but I don't know. They got this week to pull it off. We'll see. But it will make sense. Yeah, Bronson just beat Seth. I mean, Chad Gable's been there kind of doing it in the background, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I don't know.
Be a nice little curveball. Like, with the rematch, a lot of people think they're going to add Liv, but I don't think they will. Especially if it's, like, Becky's last match, you know, in a long time.
Yeah. That's interesting. I do want Liv. I do like Liv.
She's awesome.
I cannot not like, deny it. She's cool. Okay. But Sami, I didn't want Sami Zayn in the match at all. No offense to Sami. He should have been like that.
I agree.
He should have been in the Bloodline match. Like, what are we doing here? Like, why is he not helping Cody? He can't ride that man for like a whole year. That man was like, I'm not on the team. That's crazy. But I'm going to go with Gunther. I like him, man. I think he's really good. I like what he's doing. But this match is like, I'm going to say, I like this match. Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship ladder match. Finn Balor, Damian Priest, DIY, Awesome Truths. Versus New Day versus New Cash Republic versus Austin Theory and Grayson Waller.
You just put everybody in there.
Yeah, they were like, yo, do this. This is crazy.
They're retanking the music.
I didn't know that much people in this match. Whoa! Okay, I'm down. I thought the Street Profits are not in this match. The power, what? The new, that's the new, no, the Street Profits are in this match.
Yeah, I think, was it Grayson that won against them last week?
Why?
Yeah, I think they're going to do something with them and Authors of Pain. Or what's the name? The Final Chapter or something?
The Final Chapter.
Yeah, Final Testament.
I forgot about them. They're going to kill them. Murder him.
It's like Jade murdered Dakota Kai with that power bomb.
Bro, Dakota Kai, bro. They don't got his
poor girl there. Her, like, oh my gosh, he's dead.
Her and Tegan Nox, yo, they need to leave him alone, man. They be wrecking them, bro. I'm like, all right, man. You don't got to do them like that. Oh, yeah. But, I don't know. I want Damien to cash in, though. I don't know. I wouldn't cast him doing Cody and Roman. Don't do Cody like that.
That would be wild.
Don't get, because it's weird, bro. Don't do that, bro. People will be mad. Oh my God. Cody just can't, bro. Get the break, bro. Don't do this. Oh.
Finish the story and end it the same day.
Oh. And then Damian Priest comes out with the. Please don't do that.
I mean, I'm thinking maybe if Seth retains, then Damian catches in on him.
Okay.
Maybe.
That's it. Yeah. Because Philly be wildin'. Philly can't go play. Pop out real quick. Really good. Nah. So I think they got. Damian and got. I mean, they're fine. I want Finn to do something. I think he's just chilling right now. I don't know. DIY on the. DIY. Austin Theory and Grayson Waller is weird, but I don't know. I'm gonna go with Damian Priest. I'm gonna say I like that every day.
Do you guys think they're gonna split the titles or?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Is it for the titles?
Yeah. Do you guys think they're gonna split them or is that just a big old rumor going around?
You should. Why not? Split them, bro. That's okay. It's weird having because I had to do what's it called? Survivor Series. Like, what's come on? What are we doing? Do that. Yeah. Split the titles. I don't want to split the titles. Who you want to win, Kenny? Who you want?
I think they need to split the championship titles. I thought y'all would split the Judgment Day.
Oh, nah.
They fucking tear the fucking belt in half. They just split in half.
The belt's done worse things, man. They've done worse things, man. I don't know. Who you want to win, Kenny? You said?
There's too many teams in there. I can't even tell you.
It's like a 32-24 match. It's like, yo, what are we doing here?
Trying to build up Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. I guess put it on them. I don't know.
Okay. I was surprised. I'm like, what is this? All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. I was like, what kind of match is this? All right. The WWE United States Championship match, Logan Paul, Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. I want Logan Paul to win.
I was going to say, yeah, I think Logan Paul holds this one.
I know people don't like him, but I can't deny his athletic ability.
He's been impressive since he came in.
I'm not gonna lie, I've been picking him on the game. So I don't know. I was like, no, they're cool. Him being 90 is still wild. I'm not gonna let that slide though. He's 90. That's crazy.
I think Kurt Angle was like an 89. Come on,
Kurt is 89, bro. That's crazy. Right okay. Overall, he's up there with Stone Cold in him. That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. That's wild. It's okay though.
Right, what about you, Slayer? Who do you want to win?
I mean, the Randy Orton fangirl in me wants him to win, but I don't know.
I can see him rocking it. I can see him rocking it.
Yeah, but I think he's like, I mean, his time is done, right? He's just there to put other people over, so I don't see him having a title run, but yeah. The Logan retaining makes the most sense, I guess. He's been really good. Like, he has some good heat, and he's good in the ring, so why not?
Okay. Who you got? Who you got, Kenny?
I got Logan. Yeah, okay, I don't think Randy needs the title, really. Kevin Owens either, but I think Kevin Owens takes the pin on this one, and Logan Paul wins.
It's gonna be the year. It's gonna be the year for the Pauls, man. They're going to destroy WrestleMania, and they're gonna bring back Jim Crow after Mike Tyson loses.
What? No.
Yeah,
Mike Tyson's not losing.
So bad, bro.
I don't know, man. It's not looking good.
Mike Tyson's not losing.
Old man.
He is over stuff.
I hope he pulls it off.
I don't get it. Mike Tyson is a monster, but it's like, bro, I can't take Jake Paul serious when you're fighting people 30 years or 20 years older than you. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, but it's bad because he's doing that, making more money than the real boxer, so
that's crazy. Yeah, he's making bank. And, bro, that shit's going to be on Netflix. Yep. Everybody can watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's crazy.
I really hope Mike just wins first round. That'd be nice. That'd be so cool.
That's
so cool.
Boom! Damn!
Girl, bite him. No, he's just bite him. Bite him right in the neck.
That's crazy. All right, LA Knight versus AJ Styles, which is wild to me. I mean, I think LA Knight should have been a United States champion or a champion at some point. I mean, it's fine. He has the pop and everything. Just, I don't know. I'm down. I still got one. And it's okay, though. Okay, we all, it's okay.
Yeah, I think they hurt him when Roman Reigns beat him because he was hot, like kind of on top of the world, and Roman Reigns beat him, and it just was kind of downhill from there. Mm. Yeah, they should have put him in like against Logan Paul or something. I don't know. It's a good match. Like, I'm interested in him and AJ Styles, but I don't know where it benefits either of them for a win. I don't even think AJ Styles ever won at a WrestleMania.
Yeah, AJ Styles getting to be in the gym, so he's getting big.
He's got some leopard juice. Him and Randy.
Yeah. Randy or something. Randy look crazy.
No one's doing that naturally, bro, even with the best genetics. Like.
I said, yo, why does Randy look like that? I said, whoa. He said his back was on surgery. Yeah, back surgery. I said, All right, man. I'm just saying, he's 41. He's 40. Damn.
He's 40.
I'm there looking like Brock Lesnar. Like, bro.
Yeah.
Brock, for real.
Bro.
Just with a neck.
He's just a muscle. He's just a muscle. That's what he's doing. All right. Next is Jimmy Uso and Jey Uso. I wanted.
That's
like going to
be
match.
Fun.
It's going to be a good match, man. They always, they're good, man. I want Jay to win, but that's fine, Jimmy. It's going to win for me. What do you want to win?
I mean, they're trying to build Jay as the more serious star, so I think you go with Jay.
Okay. What about you?
I don't know. I love them both, so I don't want to say. Like, I don't have any bias going in this, but I don't know. Because I don't want to see bloodline interruptions for this match. Like,
Straight hands.
Because I know Solo's going to show up, but...
That's crazy. It's a triple threat. I'm crit down. I mean...
A handicap match, I guess, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Something cool.
I guess I'm hoping for Jay to win, because I know the pop will be crazy. So.
He said, I raised you. I said, oh! That's crazy. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Dominic Mysterio and Santo Escobar. That's crazy. What is that? I don't know what Dominic's cooking. I don't know.
But Rey got the win on him last year, so I think they're going to turn it around and give Dominic this year.
I do play Dominic 2K24 online. I'm not going to lie. I do be trolling. I ain't going to hold you. I do be trolling. I've been looking for him. People hate that. They're like, bro. But I'm like, yo, his moves is fire, bro. It's fine. I don't know. I do like Dragon Lee, though. But Rey Mysterio still wrestling is crazy to me. Just wild. This is wild.
Yeah.
What a time. It's Rock Rey Mysterio on the car. That's crazy, bro.
Randy Orton.
Bro, this is crazy, bro. Like, what year is it, bro? This is crazy. I'm glad more wrestlers are wrestling than like back then when we were growing up. And, like, now we're just like, because at the Dark Side of the Ring, all the stories, I'm like, How are they alive? How are y'all alive? How are y'all alive? It's crazy. We all like Dark Side of the Ring, Benny. I think you will love it. You'll appreciate Dark Side of the Ring.
What's it on?
It's on Hulu, Vice, anywhere you can get it. It's basically wrestling with, like, your Kurt Miles stuff from the back in the day. Like, a lot of the stuff is like, okay. But yeah. Next is Jade Cargo, Bianca Belair, Naomi, Asuka, Kairi Sane, Dakota Kai. Which is, I want everybody to win.
it's a non-final match, right? It's not like for the tag titles.
Nah, thank God. Because that would, they would have it already. That would be crazy. They got chill. I was like, my favorite, Kairi Sane and Asuka are my favorite. I want my triple threat match with Io Shirai. Well, we'll get that later on, maybe. Oh, but it's fine. But Jay Cargo and Bianca, I cannot stop. That's a lot. I don't know what they're going. That's a good matchup. Dakota Kai about to get take the pin. I already know. I can smell it. She already taking the pin. She can take a pin. Boom! She get the KOD all 3-1. They get all 3 of them. I don't know, but. It's gonna be a good match. I don't know, Mike. What about you guys?
You can't beat Jade Cargo her first time
out. That's what I said, bro. Hey, damn! She gonna play Dakota.
She's about to slam her tag though.
Yeah, that's interesting. She may have to do a lot. That's interesting. I want to see what they do there. That's hard.
Yeah.
Because all of them are like, you know, all big and beefy. They can do some really cool tag team stuff together.
Right. 80 women slapping me. Big beauty women slapping meat. That's what we want. Yeah. Like, it's crazy that W women's roster is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's like TNA has one crazy roster. Like, this, like, it's weird. Like, I don't know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. What are we doing? They got to call for help. Jordan Grace. Please call for help or something. I just know the guy to take the pin. Who you want to win, Kenny? Who you want?
I know you want Jade, Bianca, and Naomi.
All right, Visa, who you want?
Same. I think they have to win. It would make the most sense.
Yeah, I can't.
By the fall, I got it.
I'd like Naomi to take the pin, though.
By the fall, I got to. But Asuka, Kairi Sane, my favorite.
Naomi to get the pin, V-Slayer?
Yeah, I'd like her to get the win for them.
They've been burying her since she's been back, though. Like, she just comes back and loses her matches. I think they'll give it to Jade, though, just to make her look good in the first match.
Yeah. It just sucks for Naomi because, like, she's so freaking good, and I get they want to build up Tiffany because she's awesome, but, like, having Naomi job is kind of a bit.
It's crazy. Yeah, that was crazy.
Especially leading her up to this spot. Now Tiffany Stratton kind of disappeared. Does she have a match at Mania?
Nope, she doesn't.
Do they have a woman's Iron Ready Giant, though, or not only that?
I'm sure they'll find something to get them all in.
A tiny one. Break that. Win that. Please. Yeah.
That'll be good.
They got so many people. They got The Rock and Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins. I smell treachery of the foot. I think somebody's gonna retreat with somebody. That was weird when that was like, I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, what is that? He's like, that one. And he goes like, everybody's gonna ask. He's like, what's that mean? What does he mean that Rock? The Rock is crazy, bro. I'm enjoying it.
Me too.
Listen, bro. I've never been. no offense to Dusty, no clear. I've never been a fan. It's fine. I just like, I don't know. The Rock is back. Cussing, we got blood. We got negativity. We got both people's dead. Beat people up in public places.
Yeah.
Scrapping his butt. I'm down. I know The Rock has to probably pin Cody. I think. And then a night to Roman. Loses maybe, and then Rock and Roman is almost like, I did all this for you, I guess. He did all that for Roman, and we'll see.
There's got to be something to that.
Seth doing something nasty, you know, nasty. Seth's a nasty man. So, you know, he always hit his man. Hit the man with a chair. You never know. Seth, mm-hmm. I forget. I never forget. We forget. So, I don't know.
I mean, someone has to turn off.
Yeah, I know.
So whether it's the Rock turning on Roman or Seth turning on Cody,
Yeah, it's a hard call because, like, when The Rock was doing that thing where he was doing this, I was thinking, like, okay, he's going to turn and whatever and help Cody win. But after Monday, him beating Cody up like that, making him bleed.
Because of him, that's crazy, bro. That's crazy.
I'm like, yeah, you don't do that to somebody you want to help. So I don't know.
You give that belt to your mama. Love, and say, oh, shit. I was like, well, that's mom. That's the mom. That's where your mom is. He's wallet. He's wallet.
Mama Rose.
Did y'all see when they cut the camera and he was still going?
Yeah, that's crazy. Nah, fuck that script. I said, "Whoa,
he's
chill. He's into it, bro. Yo, I know he's missing, man. I know he's missing. You can't tell me he'll miss that, bro. I know he's missing, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
I know he's missing. Felt like and then what? Yo, man. He said,
"It
did
feel like that." The entire segment, I was like, "Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm 15 again watching wrestling."
Yeah. I was like, "Well, we cussing, we got blood."
Off that bridge, like he did Stone Cold back in
the day. Not that. He killed that man on TV. I said, "Wow, that was crazy." I wonder how they did that. That was crazy.
Yeah,
I
don't know. I was so stressed.
I was stressed when Baron Corbin threw Raven through the floor, the roof, and that Royal Rumble match. Whatever that was.
Oh,
that was crazy.
I remember.
I was like, "Whoa, just killed Ray. That's crazy." Ray said, "Wow."
They gotta be insane to do that for a living. Like, yep, I want to get thrown off. Like,
I went to training for 1 week, and a dude slammed me, and I was like, nah. Because you gotta trust somebody to do that with. And I'm like, bro, we scrapping for real. I'm not even gonna hold. He smacked my chest, punched my face. I said, all right, maybe this isn't for me. This is not for me. I'm getting very mad right now, and I don't know this man. We're about to fight. He just slammed me. I said, never again. Josh, my boy Kane, that does it. It has trust because you're a very trustworthy guy. I would be me. I'll pull out a gun. We're not doing that. We're not doing that here.
Regardless of what people say, it looks like it hurts.
Yeah, like when they slammed me, it was like, ah, I'm like, oh, that really hurt. And then the ropes are like, when you run and hit the ropes, you go, I said, no. No, get back up. No, ow, it hurts really bad. I was very sore. I said, never. It's not for me. Shout out to people that do it. Shout out to them.
Would you guys, like, pay to get your favorite wrestler to, I don't know, powerbomb you or something? Because I'd pay Rhea Ripley to do it to me.
You're about to get canceled. I'm never going to get monetized. It's fine.
I'm fucking dig it.
Nah, I'm okay. I'm good. I'll watch it.
Yeah,
I'm fine. I'm not taking no moves. That's too much for me. Especially with the boom. She be boom. I was like, nah.
It's just a little thing for a lifetime of memories.
Not me folded up like that. Have my legs in the air. That's crazy. I love it, man, like that. That's crazy, bro. That's a TV. Nah, I don't care, man. I don't want my TV like that. That's crazy, nah. But next is I guess night two. I mean, that's only night one. Isn't it more than that? It has to be more than that. Wait, it's only because they did.
Are they doing like four matches that night or?
Yeah, I guess it'll be thick. And then it's the Roman versus Cody. Oh, I guess we do that one. All right, Roman versus Cody. Finish the story. We all got those goes. Who do you want?
I really want Roman to win it. Just because I like
him. That's gonna be crazy, bro. Like, that's gonna be crazy. You like negativity. The timeline gonna be like, what's up? And piss him clean though. I wanna pit him clean, like no help.
Yeah.
No help. Yeah. Oh, that'd be crazy. That was wild.
That was crazy.
He was wild. Wow. When he stacked the edge of the
stacked him on top.
That was crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That was crazy, bro. I never seen that. Is that in the game?
No, I don't think it is. It should be, though.
Damn!
That's like an OMG moment or something like that.
Yeah, stack pin. Oh, you got to do that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. But I want Roman to win, really.
Ooh, there we go.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I like how WWE just goes like, shabow, because sometimes life is like that, okay? Sometimes you don't always get what you want in life.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yep.
And that's okay. And you grow from that, you learn from that.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's okay. But that would be great. I feel like Triple H is kind of, he would do that, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Just because Cody took the bad beating on Monday, I think that was kind of his beat down to build him back up. So I don't know.
Yeah, but sometimes life beats you down still. You know what I mean? But also, it'd be crazy if he gets the pin and Damian just comes and just deals it. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Crazy.
Like Seth Rollins time.
But he did it. Oh, my God. That'd be a family type.
Yeah.
What? And then him and Rhea will be clashing. Oh, I don't like. Oh, man. I want to see Rhea fight Damian Priest for real.
Honestly. Yeah, let's do it.
Seeing her lift him up would be kind of crazy, bro. But
she beat Tozawa. That was crazy. Yeah, my man Tozawa tuned it up. Yeah. That's crazy. Not Tozawa though. That's my boy though. Yeah, but my boy Tozawa tuned it up.
That dude was tiny. He was getting tossed around. Listen,
put his legs in the air. I said, "All right, man. Oh, not Tozawa. Not Tozawa, boy. That's my boy."
That was funny.
That's my boy, man. Not Tozawa, but yeah, I want. Yeah, who do you want, V-Slayer? I know you probably want Cody.
Yeah, I think Cody. I want Cody to win.
Okay. Got
to finish the story. Yeah, maybe like Roman did all he can with that title, but again, if he retains, then seeing him being more present on SmackDown, even if he doesn't defend as much, like, I don't mind, but just being present would be cool. Like, I wouldn't mind that, but yeah.
Yeah, I think people will turn on Cody after he wins, though. That's just how wrestling fans are. So
he's like, "Oh, you won this, now you suck." Now
yeah. Like, what's next? Yeah. Story's finished now. What's next?
The whole "we want Cody" thing, and then when he wins, oh my gosh, Super Cody, you're so bored of it.
Not Super Cody. Oh, man. But it's going to be special. WrestleMania's going to be special.
Sure. No matter what happens, I think, either way.
Next, I want to talk about WWE 2K24. I need to know you guys' thoughts on the game. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? It's your take.
Well, I hadn't played one till since SmackDown versus Raw, like 2006, so it was really new to me.
Nice. Okay.
So at first it was like super fun. Like, I was like, "Oh my gosh, it's so cool!" Especially my faction. I love it, trading card games and stuff like that. It was fun. But then I was like, "Ugh, it's a lot of grinding and there's a lot of issues."
Yo, I want the trophies so bad. I want all the trophies. That faction trophy, bro. That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. And then I got hold out with fucking special guest referee. That's crazy, bro. I said, "All right, man. There's no way." And then I don't like that. I missed the what's the one like, dude. Oh, I missed that pin style. Yeah. I missed that one. That was it's crazy, bro. That's crazy.
I used the button mash one.
Oh, I'm gonna use that one. I'm gonna switch because they was cooking me. And it's the submissions. Yeah, that's not fair. It's not fair.
Yeah.
Bro.
Right.
Yeah, those are hard, bro. I'm not matching that controller. Like, man, I'm going to break it.
Please, Roman, get off me, please. It was always like, my ankle hurt. I'm like, "Damn, you about to cook me." I said, "Fuck." I hate it so much. I just don't like submission, and that's it. Other than that, it's fun, and the whole work. I like you can just go. But it's better. I like it, though. It's fun.
The dodging.
Yeah, but my faction is alive because I want the trophy, so I have to play like every single day. Yeah. Shit.
Damn, bro. What's the trophy?
Can you be sick, Kenny?
No, I'm going to say the trophies and achievements, right?
Yeah, because I knew you were going over it, and I was in your video. I was like, shit, I got to play faction, was a lot bro. Of them.
I didn't even.
And I got to do my universe mode was fun with my friends. But, like, you play it. My friends played my universe mode. You pick the match and stuff like that. But like, you got to do that every year. Bruh.
Yeah,
this is crazy. Or then my gym's fun too. I think my gym, my friends, is cool, but they need to make it like online. It's not online.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people have been asking for, but they never still haven't done it.
Yeah, once you do that, it's good. It's fun to go online with your friends.
I think next year they'll tackle like the big improvements on my GM and my universe.
Yeah,
hopefully they do a big thing on my rise too, because I did like the road to WrestleMania's back in the SmackDown versus Raw games where the story was just straightforward. I don't like the stuff in between, like wearing on the phone and looking at the social media stuff.
Yeah, I do want to play I'm gonna play the women's story first and play the men's second, but I'm gonna play. But I've been loving the game. I'm playing my GM mode and I also downloaded the creative characters from I got a whole AW Ross. I got everybody on it.
Oh yeah,
they look so good. Like,
they
I don't
do,
know.
Man. They
yo,
do.
That's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah.
A lot of them look just as good as the wrestlers on the main roster. So
that's like, what I'm like. Crazy yo, what is going on? I'm happy for WWE making them look like that. But I just want like crossplay. Better on online, but like it's crazy. I don't know how people. I don't know. It's dangerous fighting online, and like it's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard.
It is.
You gotta do your P's and Q's. I like how in depth how you gotta be no certain thing when to grab a move when the sun do this. But I do that. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
And the reversals are pretty cool, and kind of feels like a fighting game with the dodges and all that stuff.
Bruh. Yeah. I was like, I'm invincible. Oh yeah, I'm doing this all the time. Oh yeah. And I like the you can throw weapons at people. That's crazy.
So you that's a good addition too.
That's so funny, dude.
It saves a lot of pins. But I love it, man. I love it. Because me and my family do this thing where, like, we buy the fake belts. And you put them online.
Mm-hmm.
That gets crazy. Yeah. That gets crazy. But you can pin on a roll-up. That's crazy. A dirty pin. That's crazy. I do like the stuff they add with the payback and stuff like that. Something like that. The roster. But, like, the roster. Do you guys have a PC?
I have a PC, but I play on Xbox mainly.
Okay. Because I was like, he was like, I get Brock Lesnar. My brother was looking for us. He don't know. All right, he's not in the game. He was in the game, but he's not in the game.
Yeah,
he's not in the game.
In community creations on Xbox and everything, because they upload them. Like, I think they just ripped his model and uploaded them right in there.
Yeah,
and that's what people down on. I was like, I see some. I said, "Whoa, brother! I see Crystal. Whoa!" So I'm like, "All right,
yeah, they got Ripped Man in there too. They got them all."
Okay.
Yeah, console too.
Did you guys get the DLC?
You guys did the DLC.
Did you get it all? You got the whole thing?
I had to, because making content and stuff, you got to be able to get it early. And that deluxe pack, you had to get it all in there.
Yeah, because I waited like last minute. I was like, I'm gonna get it. I just did it. Did you play? How did you guys feel about the showcase for WrestleMania?
The showcase, I don't like the slingshot mechanic they do where they show you like the real life stuff. Because for one, I mean, that's another thing you can do with content, but you can't do it with this because they use the real life footage. Back in the day, they made like the cinematics and cut scenes in game, like we actually animated them. So, I mean, if they did it like that, I would like it a lot better. But them using just the real life clips and footage and stuff kind of takes me out of it.
Okay. How are you, Beast Slayer?
Yeah, it felt jarring a bit since like it was full screen. And then, especially with the older matches, it was like, you know, it'll...
Yeah.
480p, whatever it was. Yeah. I was like, ew, that's ugly. But it was cool to play. Some of them were really annoying. And, like, especially when you need, like, a full finisher and like, 2-3 finishers and 2-3 signatures. I was like, oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah.
Put them on the southeast corner and hit a.
Oh, yeah. Bro, I ain't never think of it like that. Like, tell me left or right. Left or right, bro. Tell me which one. Yeah. I was like, douche.
I'm throwing all over the place. Like, I'm trying to throw them this way. You're going this way. So I'm like,
I was so happy at the all the war stuff was done. I was like, thank God, get me out of here. Get me out of here, bro. Give me the regular stuff. I know, but it's fine. Yeah. I'm gonna finish it. Like, I'm just trying to like knock out. I think my fast I can have to do fast. I just played every day. But God, it's a lot. But I was really trying to get those movies in.
He got canceled again.
So what to talk. But like, I don't know. I'm trying with this game.
Yeah, the audience all missed that, Devin. You're frozen.
Oh, you did? I was frozen?
Yeah. All right,
so basically my faction is really annoying sometimes, but also it's playing a lot. It's gonna play a lot. Which is fine, but it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, especially Proving Grounds. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I want the cards, but darn, dude.
Oh, man.
So many matches.
What's your team on my faction?
I got the Ruby, all the Ruby ladies for the showcase mode. So I got the Ruby boss, Bailey, then Ruby Bianca, Rhea Ripley, and I think I have Becky as well.
Oh, you got squad. You got gang. That's a gang on there. Okay, you got Kenny on your team. Who you got on yours?
I played my faction, I think, once or twice. But yeah, I haven't been back in there.
Oh man, where have you been? Where do you go?
I finished the showcase mode first, and I'm trying to work on my rise right now. I'm going through the men's story, but again, just the stuff in between, man, kind of just always takes me out of it.
Okay. Do you guys play online?
If I stream with subscribers or whatever, I play online with them, but not just me playing by myself.
Okay, that's smart. That's fun, man. You get stumped out like hours.
Yeah, just, I don't play anything online.
Play war games, stuff like people get mad. All right, man.
And they cheat. I remember playing the SmackDown versus Raw games online. They'll do something where, like, I'd be laid out and I just can't get up. Like, they'll go run around the ring and do all kind of stuff. That kind of soured me on it, so I never
really. Yeah. We need rollback for us.
Man, they need to fix. They need the whole rehaul on it.
This only thing that's about the game, I was like, bro, you gotta do that. And like, I want it. Like, I know PS4, but like, you gotta like, could you just, you know, maybe just keep up some 5. I know you probably do a lot more than 5 and X and all that stuff like that. Just you know, now it's time to, because, like, WWE 2K24 should be, it's more, it's, I like it, it's fun, it's fine, it's fine with me, with you guys, it's fine. Also, who do you guys play in the game? Who's your go-to character?
Oh, I'm always Ministry of Darkness Undertaker.
Oh, you wait. Oh, you don't want the. All right, man. I'm like, ah. Whoa. Yes, Undertaker used to do that. He used to do that a lot, bro. Yeah. He used to do that. He used to slink himself over. I was like, whoa. Yeah. Like,
oh. Land on his neck and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, he was crazy. Undertaker was crazy. What about you, V-Slayer?
Bailey and Rhea. They're my go-to. Okay. I really like their movements. It's fun. They're fun to play.
Yeah. Yeah. I have, Brittany Davenport's, Blair Davenport.
Oh, yeah, Blair.
Yeah, I like her. I pick Tiffany my homie. Keo for mm-hmm. sure. I play, what's his name? I have Dominic and Logan Paul. I like trolling. Finn Balor's my guy. I play Finn Balor too. I don't really say chess that way from like the really popular guys I used to play, but like I would say wrestling. Ricochet, my man's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I play him, but yeah.
You got intergender stuff at all?
Oh, wait, you can do that?
Yeah, you gotta download like the women, like the models or whatever, they switch to women, like their profile to men in community creation.
Oh.
So you download
them all. Oh.
Taking an air.
This game, every day.
Interesting.
Bro.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yo, let them cook, bro. Alright, WWE. Because they be cooking, man. They cook over there. Alright, Betty, have you played wrestling games, Betty?
No, hey, but I hear so much great shit about this one, because all the prior, I think ever since 2K got the rights, they kind of soured the franchise after THQ Nordic failed. And, I hear great things about this one, and the fact that you say you could switch models to, like, have a female play in male, that's pretty fucking cool. Yeah. Well, they did, recently did that for the, they did that for MLB The Show 2024. I'm a big baseball guy. Now they have a female creating mode. So I'm like, cool. I mean, have everyone play, man. Because, friends is guys like baseball.
Yeah, and I know, like, a lot of people say it doesn't make sense, and sure it doesn't, but, like, I just played NBA 2K24, and, like, it's cool to play the women's career mode, or even an NHL play as a woman, even if you're with the dudes, like, it's fun.
You're a hooper?
Yeah, a little bit.
Let me find out. I did play it. Only thing I played online, though, they were passing the ball. That was crazy. Backcourt socks.
I never played them online. I suck at the sports game, so I just play.
Yeah.
I've done the lower difficulty. I'm like, I'm so good. Look at all these hoops going.
Yeah. The big thing I love for these sports games is like the creative like story mode, or like, in baseball, it's like Road to the Show, because baseball has the hardest entry to professionalism. I think in U.S. sports, just for the simple fact that you have to go from single A to double A to triple A, then to the majors. And sometimes you don't even get to the majors until you're like in your late 20s or early 30s. So like the road is like hard. So it's like always fun doing that shit.
Yeah.
Easy. I didn't know that. I'm like top NBA. I know it's on sale. I ain't never been like,
It's free on it's free on PSPP. PlayStation Plus, Premium, whatever it is.
What? That's a wild. That's a lot.
Last one I played with NBA, I think 2K14. I think I got him too.
PSPP. That's crazy.
Dude, what the hell?
Okay, I didn't hear that. Hold on, man. People call Peacock a cock on it. This guy's like, you know what?
That's what you gotta call it, bro.
It ain't ever gonna change. Dude, a cock. I said, what? I got PSPP. I'm using that PSPP. Yeah. Let's go, yo. I gotta play NBA. I guess I gotta play it. Damn! All right, I'll play it. Because I was having slam dunk characters on there. I'm gonna do it. All right. Next, I guess we all play this one game. Don't shut your mouth.
It is, right?
What do you guys think about the state of Mortal Kombat right now?
Oh, horrible mouth. Absolutely
don't
terrible
shut,
at the
shut
moment.
Your mouth.
Hey, you asked.
I pointed to the V-Slayer.
Let me get it out right now. I want to get it out because it pisses me off. Because, like, bro, this game should have not come out in the state it did. It was incomplete. All right. It should have been delayed for another 6 months, man. Because, like, the content, bro, first off, they had the pads, the shrine, because it was so slow. How do you not, also, how do you not have, on day one, like, pinging your combos for practice? Like,
yeah,
this game was not, like, yeah, the game feels good. Like, when you play, it's fun, but, like, there's just nothing to do. Like, invasion mode is absolutely garbage. Terrible. They should have just stuck with, like, the invasion towers that they did prior. Because at least you can get ritual mats. Like, I see what they were trying to do, but I'm like, it's not fun. And, like, I think the story is very, 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 like, for the people that love the 3D Mortal Kombat. But besides that, it's, like, kind of ass. And, like, I agree with V-Slayer. There's, like, almost no female good characters, really. At all.
Don't you? No. We're not doing that. We're not slaying it. Look, we okay.
Hey, look. Hey, V-Slayer can talk. V-Slayer can talk.
I don't know. I haven't played it since before Christmas, so I'm just waiting on to see Cassie, and I was waiting to see Janet, but like, I don't know. Cassie's gonna bring me back, and that's it.
Janet is dope.
She looks cool.
Janet is dope. I'm gonna lie. I was like, shit. Her chameleon. I'm like,
I don't even know what she does. I know she has an air jump, but like, other than that, what does she do?
If you press like R1 like a bunch of times, well, not a bunch of times, like three. You can do her one of her moves like three times in the corner.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sub Zero. That too.
You get some nasty damage. Just some nasty damage with Sub Zero. Shout out to Sub Zero base. We going through it. Shout out to Sub Zero. That's a zero. But what do you think about the game, Kenny? What do you think about the game right now?
So, I mean, I see all the hate and everything the game's getting. And, you know, I get it if you are in there playing the game all the time. But for me, the way I play games, just like with Mortal Kombat 11, like, I want to get in there, get all the achievements, play the single-player modes, and then pretty much I'm out. Like, I played Mortal Kombat 11 for, I think, like, maybe 3 months, completed everything, and I left because that's just how I play games. Like, with Mortal Kombat 1, Invasions does suck, and it's light on content. Wish they had the crypt in there. So it is definitely lighter than Mortal Kombat 11 was. But, like, I mean, I don't hate it like everybody else because, for me, I got in there, got all the achievements, and I'll come back when they do Invasions, but I'm not playing online every day and stuff. So, I mean, I jump out and play other games, so I'm not just sitting there hating Mortal Kombat 1. That's why I can kind of, you know, keep skating because I'm like, whatever, I'll just wait for the next part, like Aftermath. So, I mean, I get it, but it just really doesn't affect me like everybody else.
Yeah, I guess it is different from a like competitive perspective because I started playing competitively in MKX and I was really hyped for MK1. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna grind this game, it's gonna be so cool. But I just like, bleh.
It's okay.
I kind of come in for the story, characters, fatalities, things like that. So, I mean, I'm not competitive at all. If I go online, I'll probably win 50 matches, lose 50 matches. So, whatever. I'm not really interested in that. But player stuff, I hope they add, like, a conquest. I don't think that's going to happen. But...
You're for Johnny Kane to smoke at the same time. Yeah, it's great. Back to back. Yeah, you got good luck with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Warner Brothers got kicked. Not Warner Brothers. I'm sorry, Warner Brothers.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Oh my God.
Hey, yo. Not Warner Brothers. No.
Like, we got them assassins out there.
I was like, oh. Warner, what? No, Benny. Oh, Benny comes back. I'm in the middle of the game. I'm playing Tekken right now. I like fighting games. I'm going to throw hands. I don't even go to, like, only the time I played Invasion mode was with like Sub Zero because I won that costume and I was like, shit. And I still didn't get it because I forgot. So, damn it, son. I got to buy a real money. It's just the whole thing of like, it's fun. The gameplay is good. The game is good, but just balancing and handling just like that.
I don't like the cameos though.
I'm tired of people jumping me all the time. I want it like one on one. Sometimes the cameos like get crazy. Like when, Johnny and stuff like that. I like it. I'm in the middle, but I get like some stuff like, okay. Like I had to just get a costume. I got to pay for this. I'm like, okay. All right. I understand. Yeah. I understand now. But yeah, I usually go to Combat League and play online and get my new magazine. I play the DBS Peacemaker right now. That's my guy. He's cool. I'm making one of him. He's cool. But I just like, I don't know. But I just wait for more. But I understand where everybody's coming from. Yeah, they should have like at least let it cook for a little bit, but it's summer, and bam.
I think they probably did have to rush it out because what was it? Suicide Squad was supposed to come out like that May.
Oh, you're fine. What were you saying?
For WWE, like, trash. That's the most vile shit ever.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
You did?
Oh, that's crazy,
just
bro.
Basically just, so just agreeing with Kenny.
You don't blame that, bro.
The what, Danny?
I want to hear you trash him. I said the last thing you said was you don't blame NetherRealm.
So
and
I don't blame NetherRealm for like the lackluster of like how the game was incomplete. I blame Warner Brothers for pushing them to release it because they had to get it out before the end of Q4 or some shit like that. So it's like always a shareholder shit, mm-hmm. which I fucking absolutely hate. Like late games take their time, man. Like always Tevin says, like take your time. Mm-hmm. But like honestly, these developers have no choice. Please. I mean, when you're owned by a certain entity, kind of have to do it. And it's a shame because then the fan base gets pissed off. And then, people like me who are aggravated and upset. And then...
Suffering? I'm fine. I'm going to turn the game off, brother. I'm going to turn it off. I turn it off. It's fine. You got it.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, people are so annoying. I hate playing online because of that. It's like, I want to get better, but then people just start talking trash and you're like, why? Just shut up and play.
I just got here, man. I don't even know you. I don't know who you are. What are we doing right now? Oh, man.
Are people arguing with their girlfriends on the mic? Like, dude, shut up.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that was crazy. I took off my girlfriend. I don't even... Thank God they had that feature turned off. But all they need is, like, crossplay. Crossplay is fine, but you can't hit with your homies, which is okay. Which crossplay's in, but you can't play like King of the Hill.
Really?
Yeah, limited.
Yeah, bro. You can't play King of the Hill with your friends. Bro. That's all. You play one on one.
Right.
Run a set, one on one. But other than that, it's fine with that.
Yeah, like time. He got stuck on that. Like, what?
I'm out of here.
I can't believe you guys here. Oh my god. But, so yeah.
What were you saying, Kenny, that Suicide Squad was supposed to come out before MK?
Yeah, we're set to be released that May, and then they put out like a showcase and everybody trashed it, so they pushed it.
They delayed it.
So do you think they were like, oh, well, now you guys need to put out MK1 before
I think so.
Make money and whatever?
Before Batman. That's crazy. They're like, mm-hmm.
Because they had like Hogwarts Legacy quarter, I think that was quarter one, and then they were supposed to have Suicide Squad quarter two. Yeah. They didn't get it, so
and it was like, what are we doing here? And then Suicide Squad, they compared it to Hogwarts Legacy. I was like, bro, half the games didn't make what Hogwarts Legacy make, okay?
Yeah,
Hogwarts Legacy was like, this is supposed to be boycotting Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah,
nobody boycotted that game. Everybody bought that shit.
Exactly.
Everybody bought that game last year.
They said as far as
that's
sales,
crazy. Harry Potter fans was crazy. They did. It was a whole boycott. I got reamed online for buying it. I said, I'm here to be a wizard. I'm here to be a wizard, bro.
Yep.
I'm here to be a wizard.
Oh, no. Oh,
no, Granny!
Yeah, I've never been into Harry Potter or anything, but the game looked good, so I bought it, and I actually liked it, too.
Exactly. I'm up here doing
it was fun.
My father did that. I was like, I was cooking. When they did that dual stuff, I did play the... I'm not allowed to talk about that. I played the game. That's the... That's part of another game, beta.
And what was that?
Harry Potter. It's not the game. I did not play. It was.
What's that
called? I did play Harry Potter, but I played another part of Harry Potter. The Quidditch. Oh, you're fine. Quidditch. Fine.
Oh, the Quidditch game that's in beta.
Yeah, I played it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was kind of cool. It was cool. I ain't gonna lie. It was kind of cool. It was cooking. So I don't know what they're gonna do with that. But they compare it. Warner Bros. Is crazy. Warner Bros. Delusion is very... I admire it. Mm-hmm. I admire the delusion.
It kind of sucks, though, because, like, if you look at the landscape of games, it's all about, like, money more than anything. So, like, you get shit games and...
Yeah, like, that's what I was like, fuck. I was like, no more. Because, like, Multiverse is going to be weird when it drops. And I'm like,
okay. It's coming back.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, Multiverse is coming back, and then Warner Brothers is wild to me. But it's, kill what you gotta do. You gotta make your money. I can't talk. Hogwarts Legacy made a bunch of money, so I'm...
Yeah.
Apparently,
Suicide Squad, they said they looked at that as, like, a failure, but then they're gonna continue with the live service model or whatever, like...
Yeah.
We're not doing AAA games because of this, but now we're gonna...
I was like, you can't compare Suicide Squad to Hogwarts Legacy as in price... You can't do that.
Right.
What are you doing? You weirdos? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing? Because Avengers and the Witch Squad had that problem. And Avengers, like, and the Suicide Squad has more than Avengers. Like, Suicide Squad put all the live service games into one and made it great. But This is live service. Like, exactly. people don't fuck with live service games. Yeah. Like, no matter how fun, like, I think it's fun and stuff like that, it's stuff like that, but you can't, people are not banging with live service games. They're not banging live service games. No matter what you do, like, only thing you gotta pay for, if you want, is the costumes. And that's it. But people don't look back hearing that. People not with that. Not everybody's with that.
Yeah.
You know? But I just feel bad. It's like, you can play solo single by yourself. I would say just watch the game being, and that's if you're down to watch it. But
yeah, I'm going to play it just because I want to see what's going on with the story. It wasn't spoiled for me.
Yeah, the story is very, like, harsh, very cool, cruel, what they do to these characters. But there's some things that don't add up.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. If you know superhero feminism, but it's, like, very, like, the character models are great, the fun interaction, the shooting and stuff like that. But if you're into just... Because Avengers didn't have the part where, like, you can't jump in with your friends. And you had to change, like, to a certain level. And that's annoying. Yeah. You just want to jump right in. Probably quit or suicide. I'm going to say I had it. Joker basically this last week. Which is fine. But, like, I heard Killer Frost is coming. Deathstroke is coming. All the other characters coming. Like, Poison Ivy, Ellen. I just want more. That's all. You had it for... But it's too late. It's not too late. Just follow through what you do. Follow through. Release your content. It's all free. Keep it free. Yeah. Keep it free 99. Dude, for the love of God.
So the DLC is free for the game?
Yeah, well, the thing about Suicide Squad is they don't promote. I don't know who works at Warner Brothers. They don't promote their good stuff. It's weird. It's so weird. Like, everything in Suicide Squad is when you pay the game, you get the whole game. Everything you put on the game, you can do. There's no paywalls or anything. Mm. The only thing you pay for is costumes. But it's, like, rare because you can earn the... in-game currency from doing incursion missions and stuff like that for your friends. But, like, they don't talk about that. Like, it's weird. They put in, like, long episodes, like, 30 minutes. You better watch the 30 minutes.
Right.
You gotta start with that. You gotta start with, like, hey, I'm not trying to die. I'm nickel and dime.
Yeah, for
you know. Like, they learned from Avengers. Avengers costumes were, like, $15 a pop. The Avengers suit from the movie were, like, $15, $10 a pop. It was crazy, bro. People were buying them. I was buying them. I was a madman. I was crazy. I was like, oh, I'm just cool. And I was like, wait, I can't play with anybody. Nobody's playing anymore. Then they shut it down. It was crazy, man. It's just like, I learned. I was like, you know, I'm not buying anything until I see, like, the rent. But Suicide Squad is free. All the DLC pulls is free. Only thing you got if you get a battle pass. But the battle pass, it doesn't go away. Ever. You go back to what you didn't get and lock all of it. Okay. That's they didn't go over that. I'm like, who is doing the marketing? But it's fine. One of the guys got to fit the game. But also, quick, do you guys play the AEW game yet?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I like that game a lot, but it's creepy.
I do too. It's kind of bare bones, but overall.
I told the guy, I said, it's fun. It's fun. WTK, I forgot something. I like the play that played on, like, the level, they got a beach level, it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
All that, and they got a touch of, but it's fun, like, it's like, Warzone kind of type games.
Right.
Back in the day. And I don't think it's cosplay, though, but it should be.
It should be gross. Especially because they said, like, nobody's playing it, so it would help.
As far as my matches are alive, bro. Or they take creative characters with, like, crazy-ass moves. I'm like, all right, man.
Yeah.
All right. The person in that game is hard. It was hard that game, bro. I got my lethal tone. I got that. I want the back button for the reverse. I'm like, I'm not doing this. Who are you not doing?
Oh, yeah. No. Not back
button. All right, I said, nah, we're not doing this out here. I'm taking 17, Brittany, she has the curve stomps. 17, like, curve stomps. That's crazy. That's wild, bro. It's wild, but yeah. But I want to thank you guys for coming on. I appreciate you guys. Anytime you want to come on, you got one for anything, everyone wants anything, let me know. We love you guys. Where can we find you guys?
At Kenny Bomb on YouTube, kennybomb.com. Get you there too.
I don't even know my okay. I gotta look at my Twitter. I'm like, I don't even know what the handle is. But yeah, these days I'm mostly using Twitter, so at Mr. MK.
Hey, thanks.
And I'm just crying and screaming about wrestling stuff.
Yes. Betty J. Blockbill, we can find you. Betty, I love you. I miss you. my Sailor Games here. Everywhere. TikTok, your phone house, your mom house. I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere. That's where I'll be. We love you guys. Tap it. Drink your water. Tell your friends. Can you guys give us advice for the day? If somebody owe you money, whatever, owe you cash or something, tell your face. They'll pull up. You'll pull up right now. Let us know. Let us know what you got to take to the streets. Let them know.
Be loving towards people who are hard to love.
Okay. But
just stay out of trouble, I guess.
Hey, all right, stay out of trouble. If you owe my man money, cool. You owe my man Kenny money, be pulling up. All three of them. All right, let's go. Thank you.